The Tower of Babel, when human pride reached for heaven, Genesis 11, 1-9. The story of the Tower of Babel stands as one of Scripture's most striking portraits of human ambition colliding with the sovereignty of God. Only a short time after the flood, when Noah's descendants began to repopulate the earth, humanity found itself unified in a way the world had never seen again. One language, one culture, one shared vision. Yet this unity quickly drifted away from worship and obedience, becoming the fuel for a collective rebellion. A world with one language. The narrative begins with humanity migrating eastward and settling in the land of Shinar, a region commonly associated with ancient Mesopotamia, what would later become Babylon. Communication was seamless. Culture was shared. In many ways, this was a gift from God, a continuation of his blessing over Noah's family. But unity, without humility, becomes dangerous. A human project with a hidden purpose. The people proposed a bold plan. Let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. Genesis 11:4. This was not simply about architecture. It was about identity, security, and self-exaltation. The city represented independence. The tower represented human glory. And the phrase, "Let us make a name for ourselves," revealed the true motive, the desire to rise without God, to define greatness apart from the one who created them. In ancient Mesopotamia, ziggurats, massive stepped temple towers, were built as symbolic staircases between earth and heaven. The Tower of Babel followed this same pattern, a man-made attempt to reach the divine realm, not through worship, but through self-driven ambition, divine intervention. God comes down. The turning point in the story is almost ironic. While humanity tried to build up, the Bible says God came down, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. Genesis 11:5. This imagery emphasizes God's supremacy. Even the greatest achievements of humanity are small before him. God recognized that this united rebellion, if left unchecked, would lead humanity into deeper sin and greater harm. His response was not punishment, but protection. He confused their language, making collaboration impossible, and scattered them across the earth. What they refused to do willingly, fill the world as God commanded, Genesis 9:1, he accomplished by redirecting their paths. The unfinished tower became a monument to human pride. The name Babel, meaning confusion, marked the moment God halted a self-destructive course. Lessons from Babel. 1. Unity without God becomes dangerous. Human cooperation is powerful, but when it disconnects from God's lordship, it can lead to destruction. True unity flows from obedience, not rebellion. 2. Pride always builds towers. Babel is not just an ancient story, it's a mirror. People still build towers today. Projects, identities, achievements, meant to reach heaven without God. Pride desires control. It seeks recognition. It wants to make a name. But Scripture reminds us that lasting identity comes only from the name God gives his children. 3. God's redirection is mercy. Instead of sending destruction, God sent confusion. Instead of wiping out the builders, he rerouted them. Sometimes God disrupts our plans, not to punish us, but to save us from the outcomes of our own pride. 4. Babel explains the origin of nations. The scattering of the people sets the stage for the world's linguistic and cultural diversity. It is part of God's sovereign design, preparing the world for his future plan of redemption among all nations. 5. Pentecost reverses Babel. The New Testament gives Babel its beautiful counterpart. At Babel, one language becomes many. People scatter, pride divides. At Pentecost, Acts 2. Many languages proclaim one message, people gather. The Holy Spirit unites. Only God, not human effort, can truly unite the nations. The message for today. The Tower of Babel calls every believer to examine their heart. Are we building something that glorifies God or something that glorifies ourselves? Are we seeking unity under his will or unity for our own agenda? Are our ambitions surrendered or self-driven? Babel teaches us that greatness comes not from reaching upward in pride, but from bowing downward in humility. God alone lifts us up. God alone writes our name in the heavens. And God alone can gather the nations into one redeemed family through Jesus Christ.